What's the artistic equivalent of painting yourself into a corner? Well, it's probably painting yourself into a corner, since painting is an artistic endeavor, although it's considered to be done in a sort of formulaic, non-artistic sense, that is, painting when you paint into a corner. So that's where we bring ourselves to Steven Spielberg, who also has been making movies that were considered to be non-artistic and sort of formulaic. He was his generation's best example of an amusement park ride, creating such classics as Jaws, of course, Jurassic Park, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He really turned a different corner when he did Schindler's List, won himself an Oscar, Best Picture, Best Director, and then sort of dabbled in movies, different types of movies, started producing and executive producing the types of movies he's really good at making, the Indiana Joneses, and sort of high art versus low art distinction entered into his au revoir. And that's sort of the tension you see in Bridge of Spies, sort of his most high art-ish movie since Saving Private Ryan, which had as a mixture the type of fun, popcorn-y movies that he likes to make on the beach landing scene, and then the over-the-top schmaltzy sort of ending of Schindler's List type scenes where there's a guy talking to the camera with the American flag at the end of Saving Private Ryan, probably the worst, one of the worst endings to any of his movies. But Bridge of Spies does both of those. We've got an interesting thriller, sort of a legal thriller, something that Spielberg hasn't made. And he, of course, he works with Tom Hanks, his favorite actor. And what he's crafted is something sort of uniquely, I guess it's more like Munich than any of his other movies also. But it's an interesting film. It holds your attention. It's well made. It's well crafted. And it's sort of understated, which is unique for Spielberg as well. So one gets the sense that if Spielberg could start making movies under the equivalent of a pen name, it might give him some more creative freedom, although he's obviously going to get an Oscar nomination for this movie, so it's hard to complain.